This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Praise the Lord and let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Awake, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And oh yes, look what the Lord has done. I give thanks first and foremost to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, and because without his love and work, this could not have been possible. And I also give thanks to the few that may be tuned in this morning. For the Bible says that many are called, but only a few are chosen. The Lord has revealed unto me that only a few will hear this gospel of the kingdom. Only a few will come his way. This is why only a few will enter into this eternal life. Oh, praise be to his holy name. I'm truly blessed once again to be here today. For some of you last week may have heard we had a little technical difficulties because of a problem in which from the location in which did I dwell at last week. So I would like to apologize to you all for that. And let you all know that the enemy tries to attack, but what he set up for evil, God turns it around for the good. Oh, good God Almighty. Anyway, Jesus Christ is Lord. I love my job. I love this job so much that I do this thing for free. It's not any charge, for he's freely given me this. And I freely give this away. The Lord has put on my heart to share this with the listeners. Why? He want you all to know that my eye is single toward this work. I haven't been called by any man to preach or any religious organization. But I've been called by God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And I've been endued with power from on high. Oh, praise be to his holy name. This is what gives me the authority to call a spade, so to speak. You know, I'm not under any authority of any 501c3 or whatever the case may be for whom the Son set free. It's free indeed. Oh, praise be to his holy name. And speaking of this work that I do for free, let me get to work. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, you can follow along until the Holy Spirit make a move, and then you just hold on to it. Oh, Jesus Christ is Lord. John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, Nicodemus came by night, for Nicodemus had no light. Verse 4 says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You see, the Bible clearly tells us that Noah, he and his family were saved by the water of the word. He heard the voice of God, and the instructions that God gave him, he moved on those instructions. And verse 6 said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And Jesus said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whether it goeth. So is every one that is born of the spirit. You see, when a little baby is brought home from the doctor, they have no clue as to how they got into the world until they are older and they get a better understanding of the matter. So it's like until when a person is born again. They truly have no clue as to what takes place in the spirit realm. They have no clue to what takes place until the Bible says, until they study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Well, as they study the word, they will find, as the Holy Spirit lead them, that Jesus, he will remind them what Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, this is how we come to understand what takes place in the spirit realm when we are born again, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what happens in the spirit realm and what takes place in the spirit realm, then we are by faith, we're to follow that. Verse 9 says, and Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, are thou master of Israel, and knowest not these things? You see, here is a preacher that is lost about the elementary teachings of how to be born again. How many preachers are in a position of teaching and know not this elementary teaching of how one is born again, let on the wisdom and understanding of how to stay saved. You see, this is all the Lord's doing. This is why we must, though he tarry, we must wait on our ministry. Verse 11 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness." Jesus says, "If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" Now you're talking about the deep things of God. We know that these things are hidden. The Bible is a book of mysteries and secrets and dark sayings. And all of these things can only be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. One can't just understand the Bible himself, whether you have a PhD or whatever your educational level may be. The Bible is a blind book to you until the Holy Spirit began to teach you. Verse 13, "And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life." See, there we go again with that "in him." You see, when we find in the Bible, "in him," "through him," "in whom," all is referring to being in Christ. And once again, how do we get in Christ? Baptism of death, the faith in the cross. The Bible tells us that Galatians 2:20, "For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the faith of the Son of God and the work that he did for me when he showed me his love on the cross." You see, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The faith represent, there's only one faith. Verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life." There it is again, in him. The Bible tells us, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Verse 17 said, For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the commandment, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds was evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifested, that they are wrought in God. Oh, good God Almighty. The Lord has once again, for those who have ears that can hear, we see once again that what God has revealed to those is that in Christ, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The Bible lets us know in John the